time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we talked with Susan Ware about her biography of radio show pioneer Mary Margaret McBride. Listener Barbara Wolf from Lutz, Florida, told us that she remembers hearing McBride's show. I think her program was on at noon in the Midwest time zone, she wrote, as I can remember listening to her when I came home from school for lunch, then running the four blocks back as soon as the program was over. Ms. Wolf, who says she's 75 years old, finds it hard to believe that younger people haven't heard of Mary Margaret McBride. Several listeners wrote in to comment on last Sunday's interview with author Shannon Applegate about her book, Living Among Headstones. It's the story of the small rural cemetery she inherited in Douglas County, Oregon. Georgie Ann Johnson Coffey from Fort Wayne, Indiana, was dismayed by Ms. Applegate's distaste for jars of plastic flowers placed at gravesites in her cemetery. She wrote, "Plastic flowers, aluminum foil, and mayonnaise jars are as important and loving as gold coins, knighthood, and fresh roses delivered weekly." If you want to share your thoughts, write us. The address is WATC@NPR.org. Please be sure to include a daytime phone number, tell us where you live, and don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name.